problem. So make sure whatever is done, it is your choice. Because if you choose it, it's no problem. But if others are choosing and they're not bringing it to you, then they got to handle that aspect, which is appropriate and not a problem. It's just you. They don't have the same position of conditional power that you and Bob control today. That mean they won't tomorrow or the next day. See, it's becoming. You all are just way ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve. And that's good. That's good. So it's happy days because there's other stuff happening too. Y'all got right now. We'll do a nickel's worth of recap. You stirred up stuff that ain't never been unstirred. That's never been brought forth. It's kind of like when they break open a tomb or a pyramid for the first time. All those thousands or hundreds of thousands of year old gases and bugs and viruses and nastiness and all that stuff. You're letting all that out. See, and you're stirring up stuff that's unbelievable.
Well, how are we? What are we stirring up?
Do you realize how impossible it would be for 5 years ago to say, "Hey, Bob, why don't you burn Australia? All of it? No. All of it. Every bit of it. It's unbelievable.
We're stirring that up. We're causing the burning, and who knows this? Anybody know this? Besides us?
He knows that the system that everybody says is sacred and sacrosanct, way is stupid, jackball. They'll put anybody in jail. They want to put them in jail for any reason they want to. They'll eviscerate anybody they see fit that gets in their way.
Does Donald Trump know that?
But then again, that's not. He most certainly does. That's what they're trying to do him now with these. They're trying to pass a law in the Congress to say that he can't defend the United States of fucking America. He's the commander-in-chief of all the armed forces, Space Force, Second Amendment. He runs every bit of it. And now they're mad because he killed. And Congress said that if you're a known terrorist, then the president can do whatever he wants to be. He can shoot you in the face. He can pull your fingernails off. He can put you in Guantanamo Bay. He can get you pregnant. He can do anything he wants to do if you're a known terrorist. Well, this salami. Yeah, we're gonna call him salami because he's a meathead. So we're gonna call him a salami. Salami went and stepped his foot right over the thing. Trump said, "If you cross this line, we got you." And then he went raising hell. And then therefore they blowed his shit up. Now Congress is mad because he done it to somebody on the terrorist list that Congress just said, "If you're on the terrorist list, you're fair game." That's how they got Osama bin Laden. No questions asked.
Right.
No
now, they're mad because Obama didn't ask nobody.
Obama didn't ask nobody to kill him.
Right. So they're mad because they're secretly agents of the fucking Russians or something, and they don't
know.
No.
See, they're confusing. See, this is the thing. This is why this is perfect. Trump waxes and wanes. He says this, and then he says that. He's an idiot. He says, "I love you until I hate you." Well, you, I don't know who the fuck you are. Why are you here? Get out from that. You're not on my council. Get out of my chair. That's my chair. Who are you? He's up there. No, listen, Bob. Here's what's happening. It's perfect. What's happening is they're confusing the tech body for Trumpitis.
They think it's Trump. They don't know he's just the puppet of the tech body.
Don't know that it's the tech body, and so everything they do falls away, not because Trump is brilliant. He doesn't even know where the fuck he is. He doesn't even know what he ate for breakfast yesterday. He has no idea.
He's bobbing the White House.
He's just sitting there on the mantle, bobbing his little head up there. Yep. I like it. You're cool. Fuck you. Yeah, you're cool. Fuck you. He's just going through the whole thing, see? So, now, goes back to Gina Haspel.
Okay. Yeah, the present CIA director.
Yes, that's exactly right. She was brought in for just the purpose to somehow be able to sort it out. The sorting, that's what
you
they
mean
call
she
it.
She knows about the tech body, or she just knows how to sort things out?
No, she's trying to figure out how to sort things out, because Lucy, somebody's got some explaining to do.
About what? About things that we're
doing? You can't
doing?
Do this. How are their shit getting out? How do they leak something before that even gets leaked out? The New York fucking Times, the New York slime knows it and wrote a paper about it.
Okay,
they're gonna
you
leak
tell us.
Something next Tuesday.
Now, you're they're listening right
the
now.
Yes,
somebody's
they
listening.
Are.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell them
because
what's
the,
going on.
Because the tech body, intervenes sometimes before it can even land to make sure that the evidence is posted before the crime.
Oh, so the tech body's been releasing everything since Trump got
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. It's going
so now they know
so
right now. Now they know
the
right now, but
yeah,
they don't know what
them.
The tech body is. They don't know how to find it.
Right.
They don't know how to
right.
get to
so
it.
All
you
they
hear that, people?
Do,
you don't know how to get
do.
To it.
All they got to do is keep Bob alive. When you keep Bob alive, we're good. And they tried, they tried to kill him, and that didn't go so good. So now we're going to try to keep him alive and see if that'll work. We'll put
you
some,
hear that
we'll
guy?
Put some honey pony, we'll put some honey pony, honey, honey, fucked up biology and convince him that he's a god. Maybe he'll die. You don't feel die a god or something. We'll put him in a
die a
or
god?
A
is that what he just said, Joe? Maybe I'll
die a
god.
Die as a god, yeah, if that's the case. Well, I can die happy now. I'm a god.
Okay.
So.
All right, so...
We're being cheeky.
What,
that,
now,
was the
this,
cheeky. That was cheeky.
Lisper, the CIA director woman, Gina, whatever her name is, she will now hear this, and they'll go. She'll go, well, okay, guys, where's his tech body? What are we going to do about it? She'll hear Bob laughing. She'll, this fucker should be protected. This guy's disrespectful. Nobody's an idiot.
We have no choice. We have no choice.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Because the Space Corps, he's our original space cadet. We can't get rid of our original, the inaugural member of the CKLM Space Cadet. We can't lose him. So that's
okay.
Go get Jerry. Where's Jerry
Fialco
when you need him, Bob? Where's Jerry Fialco when you need him?
Yeah, and Susie. But Gina, yeah. She has to come up with an explanation for the hoi polloi about what's going on.
She's got to put it in a box. Yeah, in a cardboard box.
But with that, does that include coming up with a fake explanation that's logical to people in security who don't understand what's going on, don't have access to our recordings, and are puzzled? Yeah. She's got to help explain their ease their minds. Is that
yeah.
a factor?
Or yeah. or you can do like what the sitting president of the United States does. He gets up and says, "Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes."
Okay.
So that's what he's doing right now. He says, "Well, I don't know. I'll just have to see how it goes. We'll see. I hear bad things. Yeah, I hear bad things. Yeah, bad, bad things."
Okay, so what
so
are we got distracted.
Tech body, don't know. Go back. Residue left of that. But don't worry, the Megxit's going to straighten all this out, Bob. Now
that's Harry and Meghan. They're called Megxit. They're leaving
Euro,
the palace,
we said, if you lay with dogs, you get fleas. If you lay with chickens, then you get mites. We've said that. We have said that many, many times. So now they let this Euro trash, Negriv girl, half girl, into the palace. And what does she do? She doesn't make it better. It's not new gene pool work. She drags off princes, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So now they have a copyright on Sussex. So if you say Sussex, you got to pay them some money. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, 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 ever. We have now our...
Wait a minute. Just a minute, Carolyn. Let's go finish this. We have now... Go ahead,
well,
Diane.
If Carolyn's taking notes, so if she has a question, it may fill the note. But
okay.
We have now... Bring it back. But a little dot right there. We'll go back to it, Carolyn. We promise we won't mess up your notes because they're good. Now, the point is that now... We are showing humans that they're gods or have the potential to be a god or that godship is in range. Canaan land is just in sight. Okay? Now it's starting to be real. Now they can't say, there is no 121 Depot Street anymore. They're not saying that to notice. They're not saying that. They gave all that up, you see. They're not trying to find out what pony's going to win the first Sunday in May when they have the Derby. They're not going to know. You know, they're not going to worry about that anymore. They won't need to. So the condition becomes that they're not bumping on that. Now they're bumping into the thing of, okay, this is real. This God thing is real. Now, here's how it rubs. This cat, Megan, has brought him out because of the division within the bureaucracy. The queen was queen and royalty before the products were.
Go ahead. Cromwell, what about him?
The bricks that Cromwell bought to build Haddon Hall had the disease. When they made the red brick, which then Henry took over when he had his head chopped off or whatever, whatever. When the red brick that was that country house or whatever that made that palace, in that brick, the red brick dust, that's what was had the contamination. And that's why to this day, if you lay a line of brick dust across your door threshold, no one will cross it if they mean to harm you.
Right.
No, they got it in the red clay, in the red clay that they fired when they burned it. We're right back to carbon. Carbonation, carbonation, carbonation. In order to make them bricks, you got to fire them in a kiln-type process. Oh, you mean like Australia? Yeah, just like Australia, like a kiln. About a couple thousand degrees Kelvin ought to do it.
Right.
You leave it up, burn the dross off of it. So it's just like that, Bob. And inside that red brick, that what evaporated off that red brick? Oh, wait, we've had this before. Remember, the Hebrew children made bricks out of straw and mud, too. Remember those bricks that they were making bricks to build Egypt, cutting out those stones?
Right.
Amazing. Same process. You keep hearing it over and over and over and gets you back to the dirt.
But it didn't have the disease in it. The brick dust back in the pyramid days had the disease in it?
It had the placeholders. Carolyn agrees there's nothing new under the sun. You just keep recycling this whole thing. You get over something, next thing you know, here's the Black Death again. Oh, yes, I remember the Black Death. It was like nothing. That was just like it was back then. Oh, no, it's a new influenza, but it's still influenza. It's nothing other. It's just a little zygote going awry. It's nothing you can do. It happens often. It's no problem. Okay. So we've kind of got off the rails.
So this infection disease goes through all the, it goes way back. And so we're talking about the special bloodline, which became special because it was connected to the Coathanites and the ascended continent. The disease was added to it.
The disease was in the dirt.
But it became part of their mixture. And
of course.
And ascension
is a disease. And ascension is a disease, Bob.
Okay, but see, okay, so you're adding a new factor or just talking about the specialness that was in their bloodline already?
Both, and we're trying to point out that now that, because gods don't have to be crowned, but ascension does, you have to be ascended to be for the coronation, they're taking and dismantling or dispersing are getting rid of the entire queen's vestiges.
They're not going to have a special blood anymore. This is the material aspect of the Rai principle. The Rai principle is the separateness that lords over humans, and that's how Cosmo Rainer described it. The principality, that I'm better than you, I'm the king. You're saying the complement of that concept is in the bloodline. And now that Rai is merging with the plate of essence, it's being dispersed.
I see. And Akasha, and they're ripping the curtains out of Akasha right now.
Right, that special place. And and it's being done by our stuff getting out to people. To nobody.
Well, let's ask this way. What happened to the bloodline of the pharaohs? Where are they? Are they all, who's the pharaoh of Egypt now, Bob?
I don't know. Nobody.
Exactly. All right. It won't be long until Buckingham Palace will become that very castle.
That very castle, what's that? What's that very castle?
Buckingham Palace, where the bitch lives, Queen of England.
Yeah, will become what? Will become nothing?
A pyramid. Become a pyramid, a 917-room pyramid.
And then that will lead somewhere productive.
Well, it got you to the graveyard in Gay Paris, didn't it?
What was the significance of that? Well, yeah, we got there. What was
you the had to go. You had to go. What did you find there? The most significant thing of the trip you found right there. Whose grave did you visit there? Whose grave did you visit there?
Do you remember Carolyn? Carolyn doesn't remember.
For God's
sake. The musician?
Bob, you've been talking about it 6 months. You've been talking about
it. Oh, Jim Morris?
Yeah.
Jim Morris. Why was that important? What did he ever offer me?
You see. You see.
Does it do,
okay,
do
Carolyn,
I look a bit like
this picture? No,
see,
you look better than he does. He's all
yeah,
sad.
I look,
he's
do
all
I look like Mick? Listen, I look like Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, and Jim Morrison because
no,
I'm the underlying
no.
ground of their charisma.
You don't have their lips. You don't have their cheeks. You don't have their cheeks or their ass, and you don't have their penises. So, no, you don't have anything. You don't have that mouth that you could swallow a donkey with. Yeah, you don't have all that.
Yeah, I'm better than them, you just said. Didn't he just say that?
Of course.
I'm better than them.
Of course.
Okay. They're trying to be me, Carolyn.
Basically, with lots of plastic surgeries.
Okay, so what were we just talking about? So we had to visit Morrison.
We were going back to Carolyn. We were going back to Carolyn's. Had a question for fixing a note. So go right there, right quick.
Right, but so Morrison, right. we had to interact with Morrison because he was a parallel worlder, and there was some magic there
right.
for us.
That's right. He still is. He
and
still
so
is.
He was there. He was there at the meeting with
yes.
us.
Yes.
Was he the,
yes,
was
yes,
he
yes.
the drunk, the two
That's
drunk
the
guys,
one.
Or just watching from the distance?
No, he was the one when you were having the dinner, when you had your little blowout with the crazy bitch that was sitting
yeah.
there at you, Kevin. Like, why are they looking?
Yeah.
Why are they looking at me? Or
yeah. Well, there was someone
yep.
nearby watching us.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was Jim Morrison. He knew the blow up was going to happen. He wanted to see it.
Well, you went and got him. You went and fetched him out of the graveyard.
Ah, I see. Well, why would he hang out there if he faked his death?
Because he didn't fake his death, Bob. He really died.
Oh, I thought he faked his death. Okay.
You went and got. Well, he's still eternal, but you went and got him. That's the point.
All right.
You went and brought him up.
All right, back to Carolyn.
Okay, so it's just about the Meghan and Harry. And you said she
yes.
dragged off the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. So you're saying that she's kind of evaporated that title because they don't want to be that anymore.
Well, oh, but they want the money from it. They're just not going to take mm-hmm. the 5% that they get from the public. But they keep mm-hmm. all of their rights and their lands and their chattels and what they inherit.
So
see.
Why did they decide
their...
to do that? Why did they?
Because
let me try to guess, John. Because Meghan can't stand the royalty protocol.
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's it. No, 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 no. She went into that to undo that hierarchy. She's going to say we can be gods unto ourselves. She's been listening to Bob a little bit too much. And so it's taken the mystique out of being a queen, you see.
Mm.
So now there's no benefit in it. Now there's no benefit. But it's like, well, everybody's like, well, give me your crown. Well, that doesn't make you a king. It doesn't make you a queen. It's a borrowed crown. And so this is going to disperse the present-day monarchy to make room for the new kings and princes of the universe. You remember in the days when we made you play Queen, Princes of the Universe? You say, those words don't apply. That's not a god. That's this. That's this. Now it does.
Okay, so is she working on our behalf? Is she like a me tooer that's dismantling the patriarchy?
Yeah, but she's doing yes, but yes, and she's going to be the one carrying the albatross, the red, the scarlet letter. Yes, she will be the whore of Babylon that they chopped the fucking head off of. But yeah, Bob, she's working for you, but she won't live. She won't make it. But it's just basically becomes the standard that's going to remove the predestination of the segregation of the crown. Everybody can be blue blood now. She's blue blood, or by injection. But then her husband's own her husband's own mother's blood was drug out in the damn streets fucking Dodie Fayez, for Pete's sake, and her a Stewart, for Pete's sake.
What?
When you know.
You said Megan's mother's a Stewart.
No, we said Diana, her husband's mother's blood was strolled on the streets of Paris with fucking Dodie Fayez.
Okay, whose blood was strewn, Carolyn? On the
Diana
street?
Spencer.
Okay, so what does that do? It's on the street. Did people go lick it or something?
No,
what's your point?
That should never have happened. She's royal. Diana was royal, real royal.
Yeah,
and
right.
That should have never occurred. When that occurred, it turned out church, as we know.
You mean they got cursed?
No, I know we don't like that word, but
the bloodline ended. It said the blood. No, the kids got the blood. The kids got the blood.
They do have the blood. That's not the point. It's not important anymore. Now she became the princess to the people, and moved out actually further ahead than the actual queen. She got the queen mother's funeral, for God's sake. Now that ain't a slap in the. That ain't a bitch slap in the face. She got the queen mother's funeral.
I remember you saying that. So the queen, our good buddy, JW's buddy, the queen, is getting screwed by all this, or she understands this mutation?
It's a blow, because she heard about it watching the tech body.
Heard about, the death. The death of
the
Diana.
The education. No. The Megxit. She heard about it on the telly.
I see. They didn't tell her. But the thing is, you're saying the bloodline, the Rai principle is going to be disappeared, and everybody can be a god and have their own bloodline, whatever. That's happening.
Yep.
And the symptom of that is acted out by the whore and little Harry.
Yep, that's right. Very good.
The drama of it.
The vile judgments. Vile judgments, Bob. You've heard about that.
That's a media event. That's what this is. It's a vile judgment.
That's
a media event.
That's precisely what you said then, too.
Right, and that's why she heard
you
on
normally
TV
don't repeat
that,
yourself. You know, that's right.
That's a definition of vile judgment is anybody, the elite or any, they hear about something on TV, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Like the queen. She was surprised that nobody told her ahead of time.
She wasn't surprised. She was waylaid.
Did she start yelling
day.
At people? Does she have a tantrum?
Oh,
or she cool?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she has to keep her cool. She's had enough living. Anybody that lives through Winston Churchill, you've got to learn how to keep you cool. He'll make you take strong
drinks. Wait, you just
said
she didn't keep her cool, you just said.
Well, she doesn't scream and yell and throw things, Bob. She has. You live through Winston Churchill, you learn how to contain yourself. But that doesn't mean you don't have a fit, but it's a very qualified fit.
What was the problem with Churchill? What are you living through with him? He had fits or something?
He was terrible, yeah. Because he would not let her become queen so he could make sure he kept his place of power.
Right.
He kept postponing her coronation.
Did he have a say in that? How could he have a say in that?
The prime minister sets when the coronation is. It's in charge of the committee. It's in charge of the committee that seats the coronation committee position.
I get that.
He knew
the queen didn't like him and would dump him. And he said, no, you ain't going to get it until you sign that
16,
I'm still in. Okay.
16 months until he could win her over. She had to wait 16 months to become queen.
So,
when she was queen right then, but she had to wait.
Yeah.
Did you say that Megan was the whore of Babylon? I missed that.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
She single-handed that one. Single-handedly is going to take down the crown.
Wow.
And she intends to as a Me Too kind of action.
No. She's going to say, you don't need a god. I'm a god. I'm not a queen. I'm a god. Fuck you.
All right,
yeah,
so
she's
that's
taking
cool.
It away
that
from
she's
the crown.
Did she get? Why did she get killed?
Well,
isn't that good? What she's doing?
Some people shift because they see the light, Bob, and some shift because they feel the heat.
Well she felt the heat.
Apparently, Apparently.
And did the queen,
apparently.
Yeah, that's why they show pictures of the queen at the wedding looking dour and pissed off. She knew what this girl was going to do. Not completely.
We told her. She told her.
Well, she has access to Ion? Or you tell her in another way?
She has access to the best gin in the world. Like gin in a bottle.
And then you can hallucinate? So she's talking to you?
We can tell her stuff. We can tell her stuff. She thinks she's talking to Margaret, but she's not.
Margaret, her sister. She likes her sister?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they always, you. Hello, you. That's all they ever respond to each other with is you. How about you? Because they had to be so proper, they couldn't actually say each other's names. Your Majesty, Queen, something. So it's just you. Hello, you.
But they,
like
they,
you and Carolyn,
they had to say the name. They had to say the name. Why? They had to say the name.
No, they just had to say you. No, they just had to say you.
Because they couldn't say the name?
Are you there?
Yeah, because they couldn't say the name.
There you go. There you are. Are you there now?
Yeah, we're there. We hear you.
Cake buddy.
Now, they couldn't say the queen. Right. They couldn't say the queen name among themselves. Why?
Correct, because it was their inside joke, in-the-house joke. Because she was always ahead of Elizabeth, and yet Elizabeth was the queen, and she hated Margaret because Margaret was always the socialite that could do whatever she wanted to. Margaret is the one who got all the ballroom in Lady Bird Johnson's husband's pants. All the guns in the world and no bullets, it doesn't make much difference. So what they created with the spring, we laughingly call it Irish Spring. You know, the soap,
the Arab Spring.
We
caused that Arab Spring.
You did. That's why we call it Irish Spring, because it cleaned up all that stuff. Look at all of it you took care of. You wiped them out. It's great. The Irish Spring.
Okay, here's what I said to Carolyn when she said they're so ridiculous. I said, that's why there's going to be a Middle East war, because they're so fucking stupid. They deserve to be blown up. The only people on the planet deserve to be killed on a nuclear level, big level. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but you won't even have to do that. You don't have to ruin the land. You can do it with a band of drones. Look what China did there was bullets on every light in the drone thing that y'all got to watch that you thought was firecrackers, and it wasn't firecrackers, it was just drones. What if every one of them had a little cyanide capsule that he dropped on a crowd? What would that be like?
Okay, so we're going to there's not going to be bombs in the Middle East.
We're not going to destroy that land. No, you want that land.
But you say the blood will flow. That'll be caused by cyanide?
No. That'd be caused by killing. That's just their normal. That's their normal run. That's how they. That's a party.
That'll be
blood. That'll just be a party. You know, that's just a weekend.
Yeah, that'll
bender.
Be blood. That'll be shooting, bullet killing, not nuclear bomb, radioactive.
Yeah, and they ain't got many of them. So machetes, you know, chopping their heads off. And,
who will do that? The 2 billion Chinese will do that.
No, they won't have to do that. They won't. How would they get over there? They can't even get
their
land.
They'll do it to each other.
That's right.
Right.
You got
now,
the Sunnis and the Shiites.
I know that. Do they come from Seth, the fucked up brother, the son of Lilith and all that?
They come from Shem.
And was
Noah's
he
him, Shem, and
he,
Japheth?
Right. Was Shem fucked up? Were the Arabs always nuts?
Always. Well, they have been all along. That's the Arabian Nights. That's Babylon. That's every problem. That was Sodomites, the Sodom and Gomorrah. That's everything east of Canaan. Remember the Moabs and all that?
Oh, that's
that
east
built
of Canaan.
Out
that's
that,
east
that,
of,
yeah.
All that
hell,
was
yeah.
the sons of Shem.
That's correct. Babylon.
Now, is Joyce getting at that when he says Shem versus Sean, or he's not doing that?
Sort of. They're pretty words, and we could have a lot. They're pretty words, and we could have a field day with it and develop it into something, but they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't have any idea.
Joyce didn't know.
Joyce didn't have a clue. Here's the next thing to sort of keep your ear to the You keep your ear on the train rail, you know, the train tracks.
Right.
You lay your ear on the train tracks. You can hear the train coming long before it gets there.
Right.
You hear the train coming. Okay. When you start having the miners and the rock quarries and the place that did, the things that dig for coal and some of the fracking things, that's why we stay real close to Deb West. Because that's what's going to show up. And so we're listening for the new problem. And the new problem is we're going to start noticing the AL2SO4 is going to start outgassing in these deep pits of the earth.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there's Jimmy.
There's Jimmy.
Go get us some boxes, some good boxes today.
Give me some of that toasted bread.
That's true. Box seven. You got to slice the big loaf and make sure it's done in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob's dragging in the boxes.
Yay.
There's a huge box, Bob says. When the miners and the rock quarries and the frackers, the miners
and the
frackers will notice the new problem. Right.
Yeah. And they're going to know what to do because it's going to be poison.
Yeah.
And then when that gets released, then they're going to be an issue. Okay. See, everybody was going to close the coal mine, working in the coal mine. They're going to close all the coal mine. We can't have that. So we had Trump immediately say, no. Everybody get your damn ass back in that hole. Yeah.
And
you can dig 3,000 feet in the ground, you can dig a little more. You're probably going to die anyway, so keep digging. So now the save them. But if they quit digging, you might not ever get to it. See, it's a race for them trying to dig it up, and the other side is the Fukushima rods trying to get to the middle. It's a race. One's going in and the other one's coming out. Now, we're being glib about this, Carol, and a little bit on purpose. There's a little more, there's a little better relative science that goes with it. But, darling, at this point, you really don't need to be that smart. For real. To have that outside knowing is enough because, you know, haters don't hate. And we don't want to give them any more ammunition than they already prescribe because it becomes a clear – the essence of a clear and present danger is that there's a clear and present danger.
Present danger, right. Yeah.
So there's the, that Got it. Seems to be capacity for the rub. And it ain't a problem because, like I say, many have been smoked. Smoking ain't that big a deal.
Yeah. Okay, Bob's leaning over my mic.
There's something about the coal that has to happen.
You have to keep digging. No. The liberals closed up all the coal mines, so there couldn't be this environment to allow the new environment, which is AL2SO4. And because the mines are opening up, then they'll start reporting this poison, which will be the next clue to us. It's a problem for them, but for us, it's the next biscuit.
We need to activate the onion in the earth. We need to have these things opened up to get stuff out.
Yeah.
There's a huge box out there, Carol. What would that be?
I don't know, Bob. I don't live here.
She just works here. She just works here, Bob. She don't live here. She just works here. She's just to help, trying to survive one more day.
That's right.
She's just trying not to get paid. She's trying not to get doctor fired, Bob. She's just trying to hold on one more day.
I'm just waiting for Bob to give the next no to my next request. No, Carolyn, no.
No, he got to change that around. You say, do you mind? And then he says no, and then you got it.
Got it. Okay, so I think I'm
dark
good.
Soul,
Bob, what
we're
going to
detail. We're going to detail those up. We're going to detail those up more and more so you're easy with it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's nothing you have to chase. There's nothing you have to chase.
Right.
But, like, you looked up the insulinose thing as a visiting back. that it's not right. The eye cell, which she knew that, but that's the point. See, it makes
right.
It easy.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned something, and then we just coordinate it with the past stuff. And
here's my question. Did Nostradamus predict the tech body ion?
Yes, third quatrain.
When we talk about America coming first, there was the Yarmulke, one continent, and we call it Yarmulke Hot, sitting on the ocean. Mm-hmm. Seven parts broke off during a moment, and a long or short moment. Was America the first to break off? What is it first
it's,
of?
It's all that was left that was of the original. It was all that's left of the original.
Oh, so the other continents disconnected, fell from the original
yes.
continent and had no residue.
From the, correct.
Oh, that's neat.
You're
and
good.
That's why we
You're
say...
You're getting good at this. You're getting good at this, Bob. Your questions are actually getting good.
Yeah, no, I'm figuring it out.
Only
so
took a minute. Only took a minute.
So, right. And you said years ago that America was from another world. That's what we mean. It's actually from the same
right.
world, but it retained the otherworldly characteristics of the ascended continent, and the other continents didn't.
That's right, and that's the reason everybody hates death to America. It's because they say it's a Johnny come lately. When people say, I got furniture older than America is. And we go, well, no, not so much.
Right. Now, the did Babylon or, well, New York, that's why New York City was there with Babylon, Carol. It was there before
right.
Babylon.
Yeah.
So,
and that was with New York, too.
Yeah, what were you saying, Carol?
Just pronouncing the green.
Oh, let me just go over and see what the bread looks like. Wow, look, a loaf. Wow,
yeah.
That looks really neat. Toast me some loaf, Carol. Include me in your toasting. This is a little present to Bob. A Christmas present.
Bob.
A Christmas present to Bob, the servant. Bob, the fucking butler.
Yeah,
I'm nicer all the time. I know, it's ridiculous.
True.
Okay. So
you've got to cut it open anyway to make sure the middle's done.
So it, the Garden of Eden was in the ascended continent, but it's not the Garden of Eden when it disconnects from the ascended continent. It's not even as good as America, which retained
correct.
Connection to the ascended. So did
agreed.
Any of this stuff that's in the Bible that's attributed to the Middle East actually what's happening in America?
That doesn't make any sense. Say it another way.
Well, what was going on in America at the time of the Garden of Eden after it had disconnected from the original continent, you know, the three rivers? What was happening in the continent known as America?
That was just before. That was before the Mississippi River became the Tigris and the Euphrates.
That was just before. So what was just before? America was
what
just
was
before?
Going on in America? No, America was connected to the Garden of Eden, the Canaan land,
so,
that's in sight.
Right. So I don't visualize, you know, where North America is today. And does America, when you say America, that include Canada and Central America and Mexico, or just the United States?
It's all the cans. It's all the cans.
It also so it was a different visualization. What we're talking about here. America was closer. What was the America, the ascended America, leftover residue, was very close to Egypt, geographically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get so here. Some people say that, so Tariq said yesterday, oh, that's America you're talking about, that's Atlantis. I said, no, Atlantis hadn't happened yet. But is he, you know, Bimini, that's near North America. Is Atlantis America?
Connected. It is. It is.
And was Lemuria connected to America?
No, but it modified it. When they showed up, that's where they made their home. That's why Michael Blake Reed got so tore up about it and the Boothians and all that foolishness.
Okay, well, who showed up and where did they show up? In America?
Everything showed up in all the old hands showed up in what you call the Americas. The Mayans,
yeah, you said,
that was in the Cans.
Oh, all the older Cans? What was that phrase you just
yeah.
said? All the
Cans, the Mayans and all that, the Incans and the Mayans and all those, that was part
so
of the
everything,
original continent.
Okay, so you have the breaking off of the seven parts. They're not breaking off at the same time, or was America the last to break off? Therefore, still connected.
Well, America
to the,
never broke off. America never broke off. It's all that's left of the original whole.
Oh, and Hawaii is the center of that. We were the center
correct.
Of that America.
Correct.
So the spreading out of the seven continents all over the planet today, did that happen in convulsions or in an eternal thing?
Yeah,
or were
except
they,
for the Indian, except for the Indian Ocean. It was sort of like leftover part. That's why it's
the Indian Ocean was left over. The Indian Ocean?
Yeah, that's why it's going to just be a place to put your plastic.
Right, and it's left over in the sense America was left over. It's a different place, the Indian Ocean, like America is. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean by mm-hmm. left over? It's still connected. So everything, mm-hmm. so the seven continents weren't so divided from America. It was almost like
they're
one thing
now.
Fell off.
They're
yeah,
not
they're
divided
not.
Now.
Really, really.
Oh, okay. Are they connected geographically through the bottom of the sea, through the ground?
Yes, of course.
And that's what's being affected by the rods and what we were just saying. The coal miners are activating what is common among all the continents separated, but they came from original continents. So is the original continent sunk, and that's what everything is connected to? All what appears to be separate, seven continents. They're on the deep sea level, the magma level.
Well, sea level is what's not constant.
Right, but below that, down the ground at the bottom of the water, that's all part of the original ascended continent?
Yes.
So there was a breaking up, but also a sinking, several convulsions over
yes.
stretches of timing, spans.
Yes.
Okay, you get
right.
that, Carol?
And that's why you have these the tectonic expressions of the connection and conductivity to put them all back together. They're pushing themselves back, yawn and throw, yawn.
The caldera is part of that. Caldera has to happen because it's part of the pushing together.
Do.
Right?
It's like
okay,
a big old sebaceous fist. You got to, it's got to pop it. Pop it, Bob. You got to pop it.
Right. So I talked to Tariq about this. Every time I bring up this stuff, he says, oh, I know that because he's read these obscure, weird books that sort of say America was first and all this stuff, and the blacks weren't blacks. Mm-hmm. They were the original people. Now, I'm encouraging him to call
but
in.
Niggers were always nigger. Niggers were niggers, but not all blacks were niggers, right? That's the way it is now. See? Same thing.
If not all blacks were niggers, what were the blacks?
That's what we don't know. We can't figure it out. We have to skin them to see. When we skin them, they all look alike to us, Bob. It's amazing. We don't know.
Okay, but there are some people that we're calling black, but they weren't black. They were something else,
the
a different color.
Talking about the Moors. The Moors.
Okay, the Moors in
the
Africa.
Black Moors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
so a lot of mutation, a lot of transformation going on.
Right. See, and that's the thing, that everybody starts making these things about these things. And if you took all that out of the conversation, you'd have a sum total and you could actually know something. But instead, they try to make it be divisive and conjuring so it could be separate them from their place of power. But see,